And also, all the English listeners, please stay for the matam today. First, Naha will be recited by Maulana in English. But Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad Salwat.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الأطيبين الأنجبين بهم نتولى ومن أعدائهم نتبرأ إلى الله اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك توعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا امام عصر عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف کا غائب ہونا یا غیبت میں جانا اس میں یقیناً ہمارا کوئی ہاتھ اور ہمارا کوئی دخل نہیں ہے. جو لوگ اس زمانے میں تھے انہوں نے ساتھ نہیں دیا, حمایت نہیں کی, یا زمانہ ایسا تھا جس کی وجہ سے امام کا باقی رہنا مشکل تھا. مصلحت یہ تھی کہ وہ پردے میں جائیں, پردے غیبت میں. لیکن امام کی آمد میں جو تاخیر ہو رہی ہے اس میں یقیناً ہماری غلطی ہے, ہم سب کی غلطی ہے. اور ایک لحاظ سے اگر دیکھیں اس غیبت کی تاخیر کو یا امام کو اس طرح امپوز جو کر دیا جا رہا ہے اس غیبت میں, اس میں ہم سب مقصر ہیں. اور دیکھنا یہ ہے کہ کیا کر سکتے ہیں تاکہ اس غیبت کا جو طویل عرصہ ہے یہ ختم ہو اور امام تشریف لائیں. اور وہی بات ہے جو کہ خداوند متعال اس کا وعدہ تو ہے کہ زمین پر جو ہے حکومت عدل برپا ہوگی, لیکن برپا معجزے اور اعجاز کے ذریعے سے نہیں ہوگی. یعنی ہم اور آپ ہی ہیں جو کہ امام کا ساتھ دیں گے, اور جب تک وہ افراد اس حد تک نہیں پہنچ جاتے, اور جو امام کو چاہیے وہ 313 ہیں جو کہ فرسٹ بیچ میں, جب تک کہ وہ آمادہ نہیں ہوتے اس وقت تک امام نہیں آئیں گے. اور وہ افراد ہم اور آپ ہی ہیں. یعنی ہمارے اعمال کو, کردار کو اصلاح کر کے جو ہے ہم امام کے اصحاب و انصار میں ہمارا بھی شمار ہو سکتا ہے. یا ایک لحاظ سے اگر دیکھیں اس غیبت کا جو یہ جو عرصہ ہے جس میں ہم لوگ رہ رہے ہیں, ایک لحاظ سے ایک یہ پروبیشن پیریڈ کہہ لیں آپ, کہ ہمیں دیا گیا ہے کہ ہم اپنی اصلاح کریں. نماز ہیں, روزے ہیں, حج ہیں, زکوٰۃ ہیں, اطاعت ہیں, عبادت ہے, ورشپ ہے, جو کچھ بھی ہے, تاکہ ہم اس عرصے میں اتنے قوی اور محکم ہو جائیں جب امام آتے ہیں تو فوراً ان کی دعوت پر ہم لبیک کہیں. تو اگر تاخیر ہو رہی ہے تب بھی ہماری وجہ سے, اور ایک لحاظ سے یہ جو وقت ہمیں دیا گیا ہے تاکہ ہم اپنی اصلاح کریں. یہ نہیں کہ, اور اصلاح کے بھی مختلف طریقے ہیں. یعنی اطاعت جسے کہتے ہیں ہم, والدین کی اطاعت, عالم کی اطاعت, مجتہد کی اطاعت, امام کی اطاعت, یہ سب یہ درجے ہیں, یہ کیٹیگریز میں آتے ہیں یہ. اور جب یہ اطاعت, فل فلیج اطاعت انسان کے اندر پائی جائے گی, یعنی وہ اپنے آپ کو امام کے فرمان کو قبول کرنے کی صلاحیت اور طاقت جب پیدا کر لے گا, تب جا کے امام آئیں گے. بہت سے اوقات یہ ہوتا ہے کہ, یا اکثر اوقات یہ ہوتا ہے کہ ہم لوگ جو مصلحت یا جو ہمارا فائدہ جس چیز میں ہوتا ہے اسی کو ہم قبول کرتے ہیں. تھوڑا سا دیکھا گھاٹا ہو رہا ہے یا نقصان ہو رہا ہے, فوراً وہاں پر جو ہے انویٹیشن کو بھی ڈکلائن کر دیتے ہیں. دیکھا جائے تاریخ انبیاء میں, تاریخ ائمہ میں, یہ جو سلسلہ کربلا کا جو شروع ہوا تھا, شروع میں بہت سے لوگوں نے کہا کہ امام کو آنے کے لیے, لیکن جب امام آتے ہیں کوئی بھی نہیں ان کا ساتھ دینے کے لیے. اور بہت ہی مظلومیت کے ساتھ اگر آپ تاریخ ائمہ بھی دیکھیں, جو سب سے زیادہ خوش نصیب تھے تمام آئمہ میں سے ابا عبداللہ الحسین تھے جنہیں 72 صحابی ملے. امیر المومنین کو اس زمانے میں شاید 4 یا 5 شاید, امام سجاد کو بھی جو ہے شاید 4, باقی آئمہ کو کوئی صحابی نہیں کہ جس کے پر وہ ہول سول ٹرسٹ, جسے فل ٹرسٹ جس پر کیا کر سکتے تھے. تو امام سب مظلوم ہیں. اب اس تاریخ کو جو کہ اتنی کڑوی تاریخ ہے اس کو مد نظر رکھتے ہوئے ہم دیکھیں, امام بھی اگر آتے ہیں اور صحابی ان کے نہ ہوں, کوئی ساتھ دینے نہ ہوں, پھر کریں گے کیا؟ معجزے سے تو کام نہیں ہونے کا, اور مسئلہ بھی نہیں ہے کہ اعجاز سے کام ہو. تو وہ جو 313 کا جو کیبنٹ ہے امام کا, وہ جب تک پورا نہیں ہوتا امام بھی نہیں آئیں گے, اور وہ اس وقت پورا ہوگا جب افراد تیار ہوں گے, جب ہم آپ ہماری اصلاح اپنی ہو جائے. اور اگر دیکھیں آپ کربلا کے جو حادثے میں جو 72 امام کے ساتھ ہیں, وہاں پر بھی امام چاہتے ہیں کہ یہ اتنے زیادہ طاہر مطہر پیوریفائڈ ہو جائیں تاکہ امام کی خدمت کر سکیں. شب عاشور کو جب امام نے چراغ بجھا دیا اور کہا کہ چلے جاؤ سب سے, اور کوئی نہیں گیا, سب رک گئے, ہر ایک نے خطبہ دیا کہ ہم آپ کے ساتھ ہی رہیں گے. لیکن عاشور کے دن جب سب ایک کے بعد ایک, یا جب جنگ شروع ہونے والی تھی, امام نے خطبہ دیا, پھر اس کے بعد جنت کا جو ہے نظارہ سب کو دکھا دیا, کہا کہ یہ جنت ہے اور یہاں پر کون ہوگا, تمام اصحاب کی جو بھی جہاں پر وہ چیک ان ہوں گے اس بہشت میں کس مقام میں, سب دکھا دیا امام نے ان کو. اچھا, امام نے کیوں ان کو جب جنگ کا آغاز ہوا اس وقت دکھایا؟ کیوں رات کو نہیں دکھایا؟ کیوں شب اول کو نہیں دکھایا؟ کیوں چاند رات کو نہیں دکھایا 10 دن پہلے؟ وہ اس لیے کہ امام چاہتے ہیں کہ یہ جو اصحاب امام کے ہوں بالکل ایک اگزامپل ہوں, ایک نمونہ ہوں ہر ایک کے لیے, تاکہ وہ تھوڑا سا بھی شرک ان کے اندر نہ ہو. یعنی اس یہ نہ ہو کہ اگر 10 دن پہلے دکھا دیا کہ ہاں ہم لوگ جنت جانے والے ہیں اور جنت میں یہ ہمارا رتبہ اور یہ مقام ہے, تو لوگ شاید اس لالچ میں جنت کی چلے جاتے, قبول کر لیتے. تو امام نہیں چاہتے تھے کہ ان کے اصحاب اس طرح کے ہوں. جب ان کو یقین ہو گیا کہ یہ جانے والے نہیں ہیں, یہ میرے ساتھ ہیں, تب جا کے دکھایا کہ یہ بہشت ہے, یہ مقام ہے, تاکہ حتیٰ امام کے اصحاب جو ہیں اتنے طاہر طیب ہر لحاظ سے. تو ہم اپنے آپ کے اندر دیکھیں, یہ جو تاخیر ہو رہی ہے امام کی آمد میں, تقصیر ہم سے ہے, اور کچھ ایسا کام کریں تاکہ جو کوتاہیاں ہیں, جو غلطیاں ہیں ہمارے اندر, ان سب کی اصلاح کریں. اور جو کچھ بھی کہا جاتا ہے, ما آتاکم الرسول فخذو وما نہاکم عنہ فانتہو, یعنی ایز اے پیکیج, پورا پیکیج, جو کچھ بھی کرنے انجام دینا ہے انجام دیں, جو انجام نہیں دینا ہے انجام نہ دیں. مرحوم آیت اللہ العظمیٰ بروجردی کے زمانے میں, جس طرح کے ہر ملک میں جب یہ مجالس وغیرہ ہوتے ہیں یا ماتمیہ تعزیہ آزاداری ہوتی ہے, بہرحال کچھ چیزیں ایسی ہوتی ہیں کہ خلاف شر یا خلاف شعون اسلامی ہوتی ہیں, تو وہاں پر بھی اس زمانے میں ہوا کرتے تھے. اور آ کے لوگوں نے کہا کہ یہ تمام یہ حرام یا یہ گناہ جو لوگ کرتے ہیں آزاداری میں, ان کے بارے میں آپ خود ہی بتائیں اپنے مقلدین کو. تو لوگ آئے, انہوں نے کہا کہ تم لوگ کس کی تقلید کرتے ہو؟ کہا کہ ہم آپ ہی کی تقلید کرتے ہیں, جو کچھ بھی آپ کہتے ہیں ہم آپ ہی کی تقلید کرتے ہیں. تو انہوں نے فرمایا کہ مثلا یہ چیزیں حرام ہیں میری نظر میں, اب وہ جو بھی تھا. تو کہتے ہیں کہ لوگ ہم آپ کے مقلد ہیں, سارا سال آپ کی تقلید کریں گے, لیکن عاشور کے دن جو ہمیں آپ ایکسیپشن دے دیں, استثناء کر دیں. تو یہ اطاعت نہیں ہوئی ہے, یعنی پارٹ ٹائم اطاعت ہوئی, جو کہ صحیح نہیں ہے. یعنی اطاعت سے مراد یہ کہ جو کچھ بھی کہا ہے اسے انجام دیں, جو کچھ بھی کہا ہے انجام نہیں دینے کے لیے انجام نہ دیں. اس میں آ کے ہم اپنی رولنگز دکھائیں, اس میں اپنے شکوکات اپنے ڈاؤٹس کا اظہار کریں, یہ سب جو ہے یہ شیطان کی کانسپریسیز ہوتی ہیں, شیطنت ہوتی ہے, جو کہ ہمارے زبانوں سے ظاہر ہوتی ہے اور ہمیں خود خبر نہیں ہوتی. ممکن ہے خبر بھی ہو, لیکن بہرحال کیونکہ ہم چاہتے ہیں کہ امام کے ظہور میں تعجیل ہو, یہ غیبت کی جو طویل عرصہ جو اور بھی طویل ہوتا جا رہا ہے, جس کی وجہ ہم سب ہیں, اسے خداوند متعال جو ہے ہماری ہی اصلاح کر کے کوتاہ کرے اور امام کے ظہور میں تعجیل فرمائے. ریٹرننگ ٹو آر ٹاپک آن سبمیشن ٹو نائٹ, آئی لائک ٹو ٹاک اباؤٹ دا پریئرز دیٹ وی آفر, اینڈ دا پریئرز دے کڈ بی ڈیفائنڈ انٹو ٹو ٹائپس. یو گاٹ prayers that are divine and prayers that are satanic. Now, how can it be that a prayer can be divine and a prayer can be satanic? Before we come start the topic, if you look into the tragedy of Karbala, the adab which the ashab, the companions of Abu Abdullah, they have among them is Hur. Now when they come to Karbala, that is the first day, second day, and it is the time, there is a debate between Abu Abdullah al-Hussein and Hur. They have a chat. And then when it is time for prayer, Imam says, Hur, it's time for prayers. We'll continue the talk after prayers. Me with my 70-odd men will say our prayers on this side. You with your 1,000 soldiers, you say your prayers on the other side. Hur, he says that you lead prayers and me lead prayers for my people. It's impossible. You are the grandson of Rasulullah, Yabna Rasulullah. I'll say my prayers behind you. Now, if this message was given to Ibn Ziyad that Hur, he said his prayers with Imam, that was sufficient for him to be beheaded. Now, that is one. And after the prayers, they've got a hot debate, Hur and Abu Abdullah. And then they come to a point when Imam, he changes his tone, he's enraged, and he says to Hur, Sakhalatka ummuk, that may your mother cry on you, that is, may you die. And in reply, he says that you said that to me, Abu Abdullah, but I can't say the same words to you because your mother, she is Zahra. How can I say that to you? So that is that adab he has, the manners he has towards Ahlul Bayt. Now these two things again topped up on the day of Ashura, and he changed his course and ended up with Abu Abdullah. So again, their prayers, they started, and then and then he ends up in the hereafter like that. Or again, if you look into the ahadith that we have from Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wassalam, a person comes and says that, did you win or was it Yazid who won the war? And and in reply, Imam says, when it is time for namaz, see what is being said in the adhan. Is it the name of your grandfather or is it the name of my grandfather when they say the azan? We say, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Muhammad. So it means that it is we who have won. The prayers that we offer, so much of importance has been given to that about 103 ayat in Quran, they talk about prayers. Or each page of Quran, you will find the word Salat in it. So that shows the importance. Now the prayers, the components of prayers, that is Takbir, Suratul Hamd, Ruku, Sajda, Tashahud, all of them, all these components, they are divine components. They have been sent by Allah. Now there are different ways of communicating with God. Anyone can communicate in any way, and you have all these different faiths and religions, they communicate with God. But the way of method of communication that we have, the components of that communication also have been sent by Allah. That is, Allah through Jibreel sent those components, taught them to the Prophet, and the Prophet teaches them to us, that if you want to communicate with God, communicate with these components. So these components have been given to us, or we have to fix these components in a beautiful way, or a jigsaw puzzle. If you put them properly, those components, when they are together, they will attract the mercy of Allah, if they are made in a proper way. And if they are not put together properly, that mercy of Allah will not be attracted. So a prayer that attracts the mercy of Allah is a divine prayer. A prayer that does not attract the mercy of Allah is a satanic prayer, is a prayer which is shaitani. So we have to try and do something that these components, we put them together in the right way. Now what are these components? I'll define the components briefly and see how it is. For example, the prayer starts with Takbiratul Ihram, Allahu Akbar. And it is mustahab that you say, raise your hands and the palm faces Qibla and you say Allahu Akbar. Again, it is mustahab that you say these takbirs 7 times and the 7th takbir be the Takbiratul Ihram, which is the opening of the prayer where you start the prayers. Now, why is it 7? That again is beautiful. Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam was a young toddler. He could not speak properly. And when the Prophet, he is saying his prayers, he stands in to start his prayers, he says, Allahu Akbar, Abu Abdullah. He's a young toddler, he cannot speak properly. He says it, but not so fluently. Second time also he couldn't repeat it properly. So on the 7th time, Abu Abdullah said Allahu Akbar properly, fluently. And there it becomes a sunnah of the Prophet. Because it took, for the 7th time he said it properly, Rasulullah adds it onto his faith and religion and says that it is mustahab to start your prayers 7 times with 7 takbirahs, where the 7th takbir becomes the takbiratul ihram and the opening of the prayer. So that is the first component, which is takbir. And then you recite Suratul Hamd. Suratul Hamd, again, it is something, a surah, which is revealed by Allah, Fatihatul Kitab. And so loud the reports we have regarding Suratul Hamd, that if it is recited 70 times on a dead, and if that dead gains life, don't be amazed. It is that surah which is miraculous. So the second component, again, so divine. The third surah, whichever surah you recite, again, that is a word of God. And then you go to ruku. Ruku, what does it mean? That you bow down before your master. And the intention should be as such that I am bowing down. A slave has bowed down before his master. And if the master wishes to behead me, he can do that. That is so much humble a person should get before his master. And that is why it is haram to bow down before any creation, anyone. Bowing down, it's only before Allah, no one else, no one else. And then, again, when you go to sajda, that is the utmost way you can show how humble you are and that how wretched we are and we do not possess anything. We just put ourselves onto the floor. That is, again, another way of showing how humble we are. And these components, again, were sent through Allah, from Allah, through Jibreel, to Rasulullah for us to offer them in that way. Now, in other words, you find that this sajda and that ruku or that qiyam that we have, Allah, He has created angels who are always in ruku. Minhum sujjadun la yarkaun. Or there are angels who are always in ruku, they never go in sajda, always in sajda. That Allah has created them to be in ruku at all time. Minhum sujjadun la yarkaun. So, that sajda, it's a divine act. Ruku, it is a divine act. Takbiratul Ihram, again the same thing with tashahud and salam. So these components are divine components that Allah has sent, and we have to put them together. If we put them together in a good way, it will definitely attract the mercy of Allah. And if we don't, it will definitely not attract the mercy of Allah. And attracting the mercy of Allah, now again, we have miraculous, amazing reports. They say that throughout your lifetime, for example, if we lived for 70, 80 years, Ma'asum says that if someone performs just one or two correct prayers throughout his lifetime, just one or two, says that as a reward, as a result of those one or two correct prayers that we have offered throughout our lifetime, all the other faulty prayers, they will be waived and forgiven and they will be accepted. If just one or two. So we have to try and do something that these one or two prayers, whether we have performed till now, we don't know, that could attract the mercy of Allah. But we have to try, we have to strive. Inshallah, I'd give some examples from the elite class mu'mineen who have performed these miraculous prayers, so we could get a lesson from them. For example, Quran says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ means, woe be upon those who offer prayers. Musallin are the people who offer prayers. Plural of musalli. Does not say, وَيْلٌ لِلْسَّلَاتِ never says, وَيْلٌ لِلْسَّلَاتِ because salat, it's good. Prayer is good. It's divine. It's sent from Allah. Musallin are the faulty ones. وَيْلٌ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ woe be upon the musallin, those who offer prayers. Why woe? So it seems that although they are musalli, they are offering prayers, but Allah says they are not prayers. Or in other words, it's a fake prayer. It's a look-alike of a prayer. Or like these gems you have in the market today, because diamonds, they are so expensive, rubies and emeralds are expensive, they make these fake gems. You can buy them from these dollar shops. Because it's a fake gem. Now the prayers that are offered, which are not those divine prayers, are those fake prayers that could be, that should be stocked in the dollar shops. So we have to do something. Allah says, "Hum an salatihim sahun." They are those who are neglectful in their prayers. Or the prayer, which is such a beautiful thing which Allah has created for us, a gem that Allah has given to us, how do we treat with this gem and how bad and how evil we treat with it? فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ In one of these visions that were seen, a person he sees a beautiful form, a wonderful person in his visions, but says that this beautiful existence, beautiful form has horns on his head. Shakh dare. Singh nikle hain uske. Horns on his head. And then he says that, is it not as such that this beautiful creation that I see, those horns, they look ugly. Now Allah doesn't make such existence. Alladhi ahsana kulla shay'in khalqah. When it comes to Allah, He makes things in the best form, in the most perfect form, in the most beautiful way. And then He says that, you see this beautiful person with horns on his head, that beautiful creation is of Allah, but those horns are your creation, that is your prayers. Now we have riwayat which say that a person who offers his prayers without the presence of his mood and mind, does he not fear that Allah can change him into a donkey? That is, standing in the presence of God and with all the presence wandering everywhere, it's so bad that it deserves that a person be changed into a donkey. Now, when we stand for prayers, facing Qibla, we say Allahu Akbar. Now, it's not only the body which is facing. So we have to see, for that prayer, now all this is a lesson to me first, that prayer which I am performing or those components that I am putting together to attract the mercy of Allah, we think it's only that body should face the Qibla and that is sufficient. It's not sufficient. That is not enough. That is all those basics. Body is facing the Qibla. What about the soul? The soul has to face the Qibla. Now what about the flesh? What about the bones, the skeleton I have? The blood that is running in my veins? For that to attract the mercy of Allah, the blood should be pure. That is, consumption of halal must be there. The clothing that I'm wearing should be lawful. That flesh that has grown onto my body shouldn't be from the consumption of haram. So all these are different things that if they are right, that will definitely attract the mercy of Allah. And if it doesn't, it will not attract the mercy of Allah. Says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ That woe be upon those who offer their prayers and they are neglectful in their prayers. And Quran, if you see, it's in Surah Al-Maryam, says that فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاءُ الصَّلَاتِ وَاتَّبَعُ الشَّهَوَاتِ That a nation came and they were punished. Why? For what reason? Says that they neglected prayers, أَضَاءُ الصَّلَاتِ That who neglected prayers and followed their sensual desires, وَاتَّبَعُ الشَّهَوَاتِ So all the elements of this prayers that we have, these elements should be put together properly. That jigsaw puzzle should be fixed properly so that it attracts the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Or elsewhere, if you see Quran again says that وَلَا يَأْتُونَ الصَّلَاةِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ كُسَالَى, with reference to munafiqeen, says that they come and they offer the prayers, but they are tired. So that too is bad. When we have been granted the permission to stand in the presence of God, who is the Creator, our Sustainer, our Lord, from whom everything is bestowed and given to us, how do we stand? Is it not disrespectful that we stand in the presence of someone who is so great and we are absent from the presence of that existence? That is bad. That's why Quran says that لا يأتون الصلاة إلا وهم كسالى. So ويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون, that woe be upon those who perform these prayers and they are neglectful when it comes to the prayers. Again, if you look into the prayers that we offer, for example, the morning prayer, to which a lot of importance has been given, and in Quran says that وَقُرْآن الْفَجْرِ إِنَّ قُرْآنَ الْفَجْرِ كَانَ مَشْهُودًا. Quran al-Fajr over here, according to the Mufassireen, they say that Quran al-Fajr is the morning prayers. With reference to the time of that Fajr prayers, there is a downpour of mercy of Allah at that time, that is from the Fajr till the sunrise. So we have to attract that mercy. And again, it is said that if you want to, whatever you have, whatever your wishes and desires are, you want them to be granted, get them in the morning, that is at the time of Fajr. That is the time when Waliyullah, he has created a connection with Allah. Waliyullah, it's Imam al-Asr. And the connection created between him and Allah means a downpour of mercy and rahmah. And when we stand and when we ask Allah at that time, we too get a share of that mercy. You can try it yourself and you will benefit. See how the benefits are. Now, what shaitan does, we said the other day that you have to know who shaitan is. Just ma'rifat of deen, it's not sufficient. Ma'rifat of shaitan is also important. Ma'rifat of who your enemy is important. You must know who your enemy is. Otherwise, it's the same saying of our sixth imam. He says that Bani Umayyah, they taught people what iman is. They never taught people what shirk is. And then imam says the reason for that is, if they were to promote and propagate what shirk is, the first of mushrikeen are they themselves. So you have to know who the enemy is. Now what does the enemy do? Shaitan do. With all these chatting that has come across, internet that has come across, you have to sit late, just chat nonsense. Now how much of that is productive, we don't know. Inshallah, 0%. So from all that chatting, now this is being optimistic, we say 0%. It's all trash, it's all nonsense. And a person who just sits up late chatting or sits up late watching movies and films, definitely he cannot wake up in the morning. So he is deprived from that mercy of Allah. Downpour of mercy he cannot get. So we have to be smart to put this shaitan away, those chattings away. Just close the computer, close the laptop, just say Astaghfirullah and he will help. One of the things that does help, it's the recitation of this tasbih of Hazrat Zahra, Salamullahi alayhi. And we have shocking reports regarding this tasbih. Says that when it is time to sleep, shaitan, he comes to you and he wants you to end the day with a sin. The angel, they come, they want you to end the day with goodness. Shaitan says, no, do a sin and then sleep. Now, if someone recites this tasbih of Hazrat Zahra and sleeps, that entire night will be a night of worship that will be listed in his performance report. But Shaitan doesn't do that. Now this chatting, it's from Shaitan. He doesn't come and say, don't recite that tasbih. He says, chat. He says, watch this film, watch this movie, watch that site. That is how he comes, in a beautiful way, and then we end up in the hellfire. So, we have to be smart. Just shut the laptop, recite that tasbih, go to bed. Get up in the morning and say your prayers on time. Not 7:15, it's sunrise, I do it at 7:14. It's not good. At the time, if it's 6:15, say it at 6:15. And we have no excuse, especially for the morning prayers. For the Zohr and Maghrib, it might be as such that you will be in colleges and schools at work or Maghrib. But for morning prayers, we have no excuse. Or majority of us, we have no excuse. We can say them in the best possible way. And inshallah, I'll quote a few examples so that you get an idea of what this morning prayer does. Exclusive prayers performed by the great personalities of our time. Now, I don't mean to say that we do prayers in this way. It's impossible. Or if someone can do it. Doesn't matter. But just mentioning these elite class mu'mineen, because when we advertise, you show the first class seats so that people could get on the economy class. So over here, it's the same thing. So it's the elite class mu'mineen, or the exclusive prayers that are being performed. Among them, it's marhum Akhund Kashi, among the great ulama who has passed away in the past century in Isfahan. One of the students, he says that, I woke up in the morning to say my nocturnal prayers, Salat al-Layl, Namaz al-Shab. He says that, I woke up and I see and I hear as if the entire madrasa, it's saying, Subbuhun Quddusun Rabbul Malaikati Warruh, means glorified be the exalted pure Lord, the Lord of the angels and the spirit. He says, I saw, I heard, as if every brick of this madrasa, it's saying Subbuhun Quddusun. Every leaf in the trees saying that. I was amazed that what is this? As a chorus, all of them are singing together. He comes and follows where this tasbih is coming from. Comes and sees that in the room of this marhum, Akhund Kashi, he is in sajda reciting Subbuhun Quddusun, and with him the entire creation is also reciting Subbuhun Quddusun. That is, that perfect prayer, or that prayer that has attracted the mercy of Allah, as a result of that, you find that the entire creation is singing with him in that tasbih. So that is an exalted, a divine prayer. And for 60 years, his prayers were like that. Now, for 60 years, at least one of our prayers, if it attracts the mercy of Allah, Masoom says that all of your faulty prayers, they will be forgiven, they will be waived. And as a result of that, just one correct prayer. Or for example, Marhum Ayatullah al-Uzma Burujerdi, among the sole authorities, or the only marja taqleed of the 1950s, when now, being the first person of that caliber, or the marja taqleed, there are a lot of tasks assigned to him. He has his own lessons, has durus, and again, the day-to-day affairs of the people, office of marja'iyat, istifta'at, etc., etc. But his prayers, those who have witnessed, they say they were amazing. That whenever he came to lead the prayers in the Ma'asumay Qum's haram, his ruku, his sajda, they were all lengthy ruku and sajda. 7 times, Subhana Rabbi al-Azimi wa bihamdi, in ruku and in sajda. And it continued until the last moments of his life. And if it was a day when he couldn't come to lead the prayers in the haram, his caretaker, he says that he used to lock himself in the room, and for 1 hour, the room was closed, offering only his Zuhr and Asr prayers. Only Zuhr and Asr for 1 hour. And when he opened the room, he had to change his shirt with all that excessive crying and weeping he has in his prayers. So, prayers that are exclusive. Again, among them are the prayers that were performed by Marhum Ayatullah al-Uzma Bahjat. That are also amazing. You've got some clips of that online. So people, when they come and they used to say that these lengthy prayers, they are not good for you. You are getting old, and there are old people who get in the congregation. So they also can't cope with that. He just continued and took no notice of these sayings. So what we are told, that at least try and do something so that we offer a few prayers that are of this exclusive or the elite class. Now the teaching that is given to us, especially to myself, and a reminder to you all, that is, among these prayers that we have, Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, and Isha, at least the morning prayers, let's do it in the complete way. It's just a 2-rakat prayer. If we spend 2 minutes now for performing those 2-rakat prayers, at least increase it to 5-6 minutes. It won't do any harm. It's something which we will benefit in the long run. That is, if the morning prayers, if we recite, when you go to ruku, just don't say Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Say Subhan Rabbi al-Azimi wa bihamdi and do it 7 times. The same thing with sajda. Now many of these things, as we in our day-to-day life impose so many things on us, for example, when it comes to weight loss or weight gain, that if I've taken so many calories this morning, so I won't be taking anything in the afternoon. So we've got all these things that we impose on ourselves. Now when it comes to spirituality and the elevation of soul and cleaning ourselves, again, we have to try and impose such things on us. I don't say that you have a nazar, that you impose it in that way. No, impose it. We have to be strong enough that I intend to do this and I will do it. Imposing in that way. So if you say your prayers, for example, ruku, say that 7 times. Sajda, say the zikr 7 times. The second sajda again. And if you forget to say that 7 times in the first ruku, make it up in the second ruku and say 14 times because you've lost the 7 in the first. So that way you will find that a time comes that a person starts enjoying his worship, enjoying prayers. And that way when a person comes to a point that at least we can be a little bit certain that 1 or 2 prayers throughout our life we have done correctly. So, prayers, الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ وَيْلٌ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ مَأْسُومْ سَيْ The Almighty says that woe be upon those who offer their prayers. Salawat. Again, what we learn from Karbala, it's the importance that was shown by Abu Abdullah al-Hussein to prayers. That even on that day, which is the day of battle, when it comes to the time of prayer, an Imam is reminded by Abu Samama that it is time for prayers. Imam says, جَعَلَكَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُسَلِّينَ May Allah count you among those who are musallin, who say their prayers. And the prayers that were said by Abu Abdullah on the day of Ashura, again, they are amazing. Because it is Salatul Khawf, that it has to be done in a way that the enemy also doesn't hurt you. Two of the Sahabis of Imam, they protect the Imam or they become a shield for the Imam so that Imam says his prayers. And when the prayers, the Zuhr prayers of the Imam were done, the first Sahabi, he fell. And then he gives away his life in the laps of his master, Abu Abdullah. And then before he closes his eyes, says that, Aradita, are you pleased with me, Ya Imam? Such benevolent ashab and companions that Imam had educated, he had raised and brought up. On the day of Ashura, there are certain things in the Masa'ib that are heartbreaking. Among them is this wida, this farewell that Imam has with his household. It is said that when Abu Abdullah was in the battlefield and then the horse returns to the tent, to the camp, there Sakina, she says that Hal suqiya abi am qutila atshana. Says that horse, the loyal horse, tell me,
My father, he went there. He was killed. Just tell me, hal suqiya abi, that was he quenched? Was his thirst quenched? Or did he die achana? Or did he die thirsty? When it comes to the farewell that Imam Abdullah has on the day of Ashura, when everyone has perished, all the brothers, they've gone, Bani Hashim, they are killed, the Ashab and Ali Asghar, all of them have been martyred. Imam comes to the tent. I'll just recite a few phrases of the maqtal. ثُمَّ ذَهَبَ الْحُسَيْنُ إِلَىٰ خِيَامِ الطَّاهِرَاتِ مِنْ آلِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ وَنَادَى. He comes to the camps and then starts calling, Ya Sukaina, Ya Fatima, Ya Zainab, Ya Umm Kulthum, Alaykunna minna salam, upon you be my salams. Fahada akhir al-ijtima'. And then says, this is the last congregation that we have, and after this we will not gather together. وَقَدْ قَرُبَ مِنْ كُنَّ الْإِفْتِجَاءِ. And it is the time that afflictions will downpour upon you. Upon hearing this cry and call of Abu Abdullah, فَعَلَتْ أَصْوَاتُهُنَّ بِالْبُكَاءِ وَسِحْنَ. That all of them, they start chanting, crying, weeping. الْوِدَاء, الْوِدَاء. That is farewell, farewell. الْفِرَاق, الْفِرَاق. Separation, separation. فَجَاءَتْهُ عَزِيزَتْهُ سَكِينَ. At this time, Sakina, the dear daughter of Abu Abdullah, she comes and says, وَقَالَتْ يَا أَبَتَ إِسْتَرْسْلَمْتَ لِلْمَوْتِ. Father, have you embraced to death? Have you accepted death? She says, فَإِلَىٰ مَنْ أَتَّكِلْ. Now that you are departing, Father, who do we rely on? قَالَ يَا نُورَ عَيْنِي كَيْفَ لَا يَسْتَسْلِمُ لِلْمَوْتِ مَنْ لَا نَاصِرَ لَهُ وَلَا مُعِينَ. Someone who has no helper, someone who has no one to assist, how can he not embrace death? He has to submit to death. قَالَتْ أَبَا رُدَّنَا إِلَىٰ حَرَمِ جَدِّنَا. Father, take us back to the haram of our grandfather Medina. And then Imam says, Hayhat لَوْ تُرِكَ الْقَطَى لَعَفَى وَنَامْ. Says that is not possible. We can't go back to Medina. فَبَكَتْ سُكَيْنَا فَأَخَذَهَا وَظَنَّهَا إِلَىٰ صَدْرِهِ وَمَسَحَ الدُّمُوعَ عَنْ عَيْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَقُولُ. And then Imam says that سَيَتُولُ بَعْدِ يَا سُكَيْنَا فَعْلَمِي مِنْ كِلْبُكَى إِذَا الْحِمَامُ ذَهَانِي. When Sakina, she starts crying, shedding tears, Imam hugs her and then wipes the tears from her eyes. Says, now it's not the time to cry, Sakina. You've got a long way and you've got a long cry after this. Ya tuhriqi qalbi bidam'iki hasratan ma dama minni ruh fi jismani. Don't cry. These shedding of tears of yours, they will break me down. So long as this soul is in my body, don't cry. And again, it is that wasiyya of, and then Abu Abdullah, he says to Zainab, get me a shirt. And when he says, get me a shirt, when Hazrat Zahra alayhi salam was departing, was giving away her life, she says to Zainab that this is a shirt, keep it with you. The day Abu Abdullah calls you for this shirt, know that that is the last day of his life. That is the day of separation between you and him. Abu Abdullah calls for that shirt. That shirt is given to him. And then a pair of trousers is given to him. And then he sees the pair of trousers and says that it's too small. Get me another pair of trousers. Another pair of trousers was given to Abu Abdullah, and then he wears them, he rips the shirt. And again, when he was asked that, why do you rip it? He says that at least when they see this shirt which is ripped off, they don't rip me off. But again, those mala'een, they ripped that shirt which was ripped away by the Imam himself. Again, it was seized away. And again, if you look into the ziyarat that we have for Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, They are amazing. When it comes to Ma'asumeen, when it comes to Rasulullah, you say, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Or when it comes to the other Ahimma, it's the same. But when it comes to Abu Abdullah al-Husayn, you send salutations separately on the neck of the Imam, on the chest of the Imam, on the blood of the Imam, on the beard of the Imam, and on the way how he was laid and shattered on the day of Ashura. Ala la'natullah ala al-qawm al-zalimeen wa sayalamu al-lazina zalamu ayya munqalabin yanqalibun. Allahumma ghfir lana wa liwalidayna ولمن وجب له حق علينا ولمن وصانا بالدعاء ولجميع أمة محمد وآل محمد ما تم حسين.